What makes for an ideal city? Jobs, but also good schools, low cost of living, and a bustling arts and culture scene. Some would say that sounds like a college town. In Pennsylvania, both State College and Pittsburgh are refashioning themselves to appeal to the knowledge economy. Keystone Crossroads' Eleanor Klebanoff has more.
Vidion is an audiovisual technology company, so marketing director Rebecca London says it just makes sense that they would want to test their products in the office.
We've got a really nice little theater area here, which is a fun place to show off the high-tech stuff that we do and also bring our kids in and have birthday parties.
Vidion has taken a standard office park building and turned it into an employee's dream. Dogs wander around the cool stone desks, and you can look out the wall of windows in the cafeteria while enjoying your free lunch. Plus,
we're in what's now the game room, pool table, pinball, foosball, kegerator.
Vidion's offices may scream Silicon Valley, but their zip code says State College, a university town far from highway intersections, railroads, or a river.
Older cities, they would locate on a river, and the river would power the paddle wheel, and the paddle wheel would make the electricity, and off went the factories.
CEO Todd Eardley says it's 2015. His tech company doesn't need a paddle wheel or a factory.
Our river is talent. Our river is intellectual capital coming from Penn State.
Positioning your company near a university makes sense in the modern knowledge economy, and communities are competing to appeal to this market. You've got State College, a university town trying to break out of the 18 to 22 age bubble, and Pittsburgh capitalizing on the college culture around Carnegie Mellon and the University of Pittsburgh. David Miller of the Center for Metropolitan Studies says Pittsburgh is attracting and retaining that intellectual capital from the universities.
More of those students and those younger individuals are selecting to stay in Pittsburgh, and much of that retention is because there are available jobs, many of which are generated by the in-med sector.
The universities have always been in Pittsburgh, but they're beginning to play a larger role in the city's economy.
The University of Pittsburgh had as many students when the city was twice the size that it is that it has now.
People affiliated with the universities make up a larger percentage of the population than ever before, giving Pittsburgh some of those add-on effects of a college town. Higher education levels, more job opportunities, and a bigger arts and culture scene. Scott Shapiro, an aide in the mayor's office in Lexington, Kentucky, has created a term for college towns that appeal to private industry and postgrads: university cities. He discovered this while researching cities that resembled Lexington, home of the University of Kentucky and a big IBM office.
Back in the late 50s, IBM made a big bet on Lexington. Lexington was a college town, very agricultural, and was a sort of a sleepy town.
IBM was attracted to the river of young talent coming out of the university, and the employees were attracted to the college town atmosphere. Shapiro has identified 7 university cities in the country, including Ann Arbor, with the University of Michigan and a Google outpost, and Lincoln, home of the University of Nebraska and the so-called Silicon Prairie. There are a lot of people who'd like to see State College join that list. Courtney Hardin, communications manager for the borough, is one of those people, though she admits it would take careful planning.
The townships that are surrounding us have been very clear on the fact that they want to protect farmland. So if we're going to grow, it's going to be probably in height or density.
For State College to become a true university city, there would need to be some big conversations, like vision for the town and relationship to the university, as well as countless small ones as well, like where to put the kegerator. Eleanor Klebanoff, Keystone Crossroads.